Writing. This section measures your ability to use writing to communicate in an academic environment. There will be two writing tasks. For the first writing task, you will read a passage and listen to a lecture, and then answer a question based on what you have read and heard. For the second task, you will answer a question based on your own knowledge and experience. Integrated Writing Directions. For this task, you will read a passage about an academic topic. You will have 3 minutes to read the passage. You may take notes on the passage while you read. The passage will then be removed, and you will listen to a lecture about the same topic. While you listen, you may also take notes. Then you will write a response to a question that asks you about the relationship between the lecture you heard and the reading passage. Try to answer the question as completely as possible, using information from the reading passage and the lecture. The question does not ask you to express your personal opinion. You will be able to see the reading passage again when it is time for you to write. You may use your notes to help you answer the question. You will have 20 minutes to write your response. Typically, an effective response will be 150 to 225 words. You need to demonstrate your ability to write well and to provide complete and accurate content. Now you will see the reading passage. Remember, you can look at the passage again when you write your response. Immediately after the reading time ends, the lecture begins. On the actual test, you will be given 20 minutes to write your response. Please pause the audio and spend 20 minutes writing your response. Question 1. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
The Great Library at Alexandria no longer exists, but it's not known for sure when the library was destroyed. There's actually considerable debate among historians about who destroyed the library and when. One culprit who has traditionally been accused of destroying the library at Alexandria is Julius Caesar. It's true that Julius Caesar led an invasion of Alexandria in 48 to 47 BC, and that, at that time, his forces set the fleet of ships sitting in the Alexandria harbor on fire. Some historians believe that this fire in the harbor that was set by Caesar's forces spread into the city of Alexandria and burned the library down, but this belief is no longer widely held today. The main reason that the theory that Julius Caesar destroyed the library at Alexandria isn't widely believed is that there are numerous references to the library in works written long after Caesar's death. The conclusion that seems to be most accepted today is that the library at Alexandria existed, at least in part, until the late 4th century, centuries after the death of Julius Caesar. So, it could not have been completely destroyed by Caesar. At that time, at the end of the 4th century, there was a large movement to destroy pagan temples and libraries. It seems likely that whatever remained of the library at Alexandria was destroyed at this time.